right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guess is Brother Quabenon of Clear the Airways Project. So Brother Quabenon, as you guys are on your way into Milwaukee to have this dialogue and conversation with these 200 boys, you know, you said that you had a fight with the FCC. Let's talk about how that went.
I'm glad you asked that. The FCC has decency standards that they you know, they uphold the First Amendment right to free speech, but they say because a lot of times on these platforms that they control or that they regulate, our children are listening. They say between the hours of 6 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock in the night at night that you can't play the indecent and profane content. And after 10 o'clock, they give a little leeway, but then they go on to say that obscene content is never allowed. And this is part of the standards, and you can file complaints against them, which we did. We filed plenty of complaints that are online. There's an online form where you can do that. But we also filed a formal complaint against them protesting the licenses of the iHeart station in Chicago that targets our children called WGCI and the other corporate broadcasting station. And Crawford is a corporation that does gospel and conservative talk all around the country. And when it comes to Chicago, it's killer, ratchet, death music that targets African children. So we filed complaints against both those stations. The FCC made their attorneys of both those conglomerates respond to our complaints. And then we responded back. So it took over a year for them to give us an answer on GCI, the iHeart station, and well over 6 months for the Crawford station. We had to get our congressmen to intervene on our behalf and make the FCC give us a response. And in both cases, they decided against the people and with the radio stations that constantly violate their decency standards. They ruled against us. They said they trust that their licensees will broadcast content that's in the best interest of their listeners.
So did I hear you right, man? Gospel, they play gospel and rap music?
Yes, Crawford Broadcasting. It's a gospel station in Chicago that they have, and they do a lot of, we'll be out there protesting, the preachers will be coming in and out playing their gospel. On that side of the building, and on the other side, they're playing songs talking about women, bees, and apes, talking about having throat babies and telling us to kill each other.
Hold on a second, man. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people are the government. We must never forget that. Second, the Republican Party is either the pro-death party or the pro-murder party. What I want to ask, actually, just because I'm not educated completely in this, and I don't want my white privilege to get in the way, but I know whenever I hear a song, whether it's on some type of Spotify or anything like that on the radio that uses the N-word in any form or fashion, I turn it off, even if it's an artist that I actually like, because I just can't hear that. Also, on top of that, anything that's going to put down anybody or any other person, I can't listen to it. I guess I'm asking, what is it that I can do more of, because a lot of people say, well, it's just music, whatever. And then you have, people that are of a fair melanin, going and repeating the lyrics of these rappers and people like this. What is it that we can do? Or what is it I can do? I'll just say me. What is it that I can do more of to be able to, just say that violence in music of any kind or
let's do this, Tom. Brother Bernard, are you back? Bernard?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you hear the question from my guest? My caller?
I did.
He wants to know what is it that he can do, a white guy who knows that this, you know, is not right. You know, what is there that can be done? He's in L.A. What do you say to him?
Utilize whatever resource we have, or organize with his peers or colleagues, and get down to those radio stations and let them know that, you know, it's unacceptable. We wouldn't allow people to play songs on the radio that talk about killing dogs. We wouldn't allow music on the radio that talks about killing any animals on this planet. But
that's true.
For some reason, it's okay to have mass promoted music on the radio that talks about killing black children and disrespecting black women and killing black women at that. So it's just basically just pointing out the obvious contradiction. We need everyone to do that. And for some reason, as reality is, his voice will probably carry more weight owners of that radio station, but it's definitely something where everyone needs to stand up. We can do it ourselves, but it's going to take us a lot longer. But we appreciate any, I guess, allies we can pick up along the way.
Hey.
I appreciate him asking, but yeah, that would definitely help out a lot. Organize on that end and get down to those radio stations and let them know.
Hey, Tom.
If I can add, we've had several people of European descent at our demonstrations and working with us and understanding that. But also a lot of these minstrel fests that they have all around the country that's going on right now, they're mostly populated by people of European descent who are at these countries enjoying this minstrel fest. We call it a minstrel fest because it's similar to what took place 100 years ago throughout this country. However, it's much more graphic and violent nowadays. So, you know, also, you know, demonstrate or protest against that too.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Connor, so guys, my engineer is a young guy, brilliant young guy. He's 20 years old. His name is Connor. Connor, what do you say to the conversation that's being had right now as you listen to the music or the lyrics of these songs? What do you want to say to my guest from the perspective of a young 20-year-old?
I mean, honestly,
from Chicago.
Honestly, you know, I would try my hardest to try to understand exactly, you know, a lot of the expression and a lot of the, you know, anger that comes in a lot of the music, and not necessarily be okay with the lyrics themselves, right? Because, you know, hate speech is hate speech. But at the same time, like, not letting that distract, you know, from the fact that, like, a lot of these experiences are really real experiences, and a lot of artists use, like, their music as a way to cope with going through those things and experiencing those things. And so having compassion for that is just as important as aligning yourself with, I think, the more long-term political or goals and to try to help these communities. And, like, that's what I think, you know.
I'll destroy that.
You guys want to respond to Connor?
Yes, definitely. Another reality, I mean, he's a European on radio station. And so black quote-unquote reality is being filtered through European lenses. And as we know, a lot of these owners are definitely racist. And so we're getting basically a definition or identification of the black community based on European perspectives. We don't own those radio stations. We don't own any of those platforms, which is why we get 99% degradation, self-destruction, materialism, consumerism, toxicity, consume drugs, drink alcohol. We're not getting reality or the reality of the black community. The reality of the black community is way, 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 way much more than what we get over the radio. That's basically a perspective that leads to the damage that's going on in our community. It's being literally targeting our children. So all of that stuff, I mean, I hear what he's saying about it being some of our kids' reality, but as a teacher, as an educator for 20, 25 years, that is not even 25% of my kids' reality. It's the reality that's basically being poured into their self-conscious to try to basically encourage that behavior, to try to incite that behavior. And we're seeing it being played out in our communities on a daily basis. Five-month-old kids being shot in the head. It's not our reality.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about it is that when you look at a lot of the music that is popular, specifically like the movements that started it, like, you know, drill music in Chicago. It's like that reality inspired that, and then that inspired a lot of the other artists. And like what you're talking about is the music industry, you know, exploiting, right, that inspiration that happens afterwards, right? Because what happens is that you do have things that happen, you do have realities that do affect people, but then, you know, the industry is what you're talking about, exploits it, you know, for more gain. And so I Tom was talking about earlier, he said that, like, you know, he didn't want to listen to certain music, you know, with certain, you know, like the N-word and stuff. And it's like, there's lots of music that exists. There's lots of artists that aren't even play on the radio, but still have, you know, a really good fan base that talk about these problems, and explain these problems and have a really big fan base, you know? So I think it isn't as terrible as the 80s or as the 90s where the music industry was heavily controlled. I guess in my perspective, you know, because I'm younger, I've listened to so many different types of artists and, you know, supported artists that do, you know, work in these communities and have organizations and such. So I don't think it's ultimately a large, you know, a grand thing. I do think that more artists and more individuals that are in the hip hop and in the rap care about the communities and do invest more time than not. So the industry is something that I can agree, you know, is the problem ultimately.
So Young Connor is a musician himself. And so, Brother Kwabena?
You know, Bernard hit it on the head. I would just say that more so than exploiting it, they are promoting it and pushing it and force feeding it down the mouths and the minds of the masses of our people. That's mainly what they're doing. Life imitates art, they say, but art, it goes both ways. Art imitates life also. But in the case of this ratchet killer music that they push and play constantly, it's more so they are promoting it. Because there's so many, like Tana did say, there's so many other artists and hip-hop artists and rap artists who do not demean and degrade. They understand that it's that the responsibility that they have. And there's plenty of artists that don't do that. But however, they're censored from these killer radio stations because they're not talking about the things that Bernard said. The exploitation, the disrespect, the demeaning, the materialism, the killing, the drug abuse, they're not dropping in bombs on us. So, no, they more so promote it. And there's space for all types of music, artistic expression.
Yeah.
But the main course on the radio, per FCC regulations and common sense, should not be what it is right now, where most of the music is self-destructive. Should not be the main course that's being consumed by our children.
But we do know that is what makes money. And because it makes money, it is what is going to be played. And I think that's at the root of what it is you guys are talking about, you know.
Yeah. Let me say something about that.
So let me do this, Brother Quad. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. We'll give you guys another chance. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
The whole world addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate.